Yo, what up? This is On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, DeLeo DiCaprio.
What up? I'm Teach.
It's me, Drew.
Oh, that's... I'm last. I'm deep. I'm just... little old B.A. Little B-Rock.
Oh, my God. Yo, and what's the B.A. stand for?
You know, that could be a whole episode, actually.
Man, for real. For real, man. Yeah.
Episode 6. We'll make that.
If there's an episode 6.
Right. Exactly. Man, what's good, y'all? Man, I know some of y'all was watching the playoffs. You know, I honestly haven't been keeping up with no sports this season. I don't know why.
Like the bubble situation is, it took a little getting used to, but then after a while you get into it. And like right now, both the conference finals are happening, and they're both exciting as fuck. So like, I encourage everybody to get into it. Like I said, it takes a little getting used to without a live crowd there. But the bubble situation has its own goodness to it. So get into it.
Okay. And who was playing tonight? It was Denver and...
Yeah, we got the Lakers and the Nuggets in the West.
All right.
The Lakers just went up 2-0. And then we got the Heat and the Celtics in the East. And the... Shit, I forgot. Is it 3-1?
The Heat up 2-0.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they up 2-0?
No, I'm sorry.
2-1. 2-1.
Okay, yes.
Gotcha. So
they're both exciting as fuck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't rocking with the playoffs no more. The Clippers gone, so I ain't even watching it no more.
Yeah, the Clippers is catching some heat right now. Well, no pun intended, but they catching some heat right now because apparently they was up 3-1
versus the Nuggets. They shouldn't have lost to not the PG and Kawhi Clippers. Are you serious?
Right.
So
right.
They deserve it. Drew, if you was riding with them. I don't know, like you deserve all the bad feelings you have right now because they were horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't riding with them because, you know, our hometown team currently sucks right now. So
I've been picking the Clippers all season. Just went to end like that.
Well, Kawhi's getting clowned though because they're saying like he basically, you know, tried to go to rebuild a new franchise or whatever. And then got Ed on his face.
Literally left the world champion to start a new project, and it just didn't work out for him. Apparently.
You know what, though? Real talk, it happens. Like, name a team that comes together like that and wins it in their first year.
True.
You're not going to find it.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it happens. Yeah. So the measuring stick going to be next year. Let's see what they do next year. They just got a little too cocky this year.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, you got the self. He nicknamed himself Playoff P, Paul hitting the side of a backboard, and then
wait. Hold on, Drew. Playoff P.
That's what he called himself.
He's playoff. Really?
Has he?
That's what he called.
He's never been. Has he been to the finals yet?
No, he hasn't. That hence playoff.
Why is he Playoff P? His greatest moment in the playoff. Is Dame Lillard's buzzer beater.
Wow.
You were playing defense on that. That was your greatest moment.
Well, yeah. But also, then, you know, don't put it all on him. We got to put it on my man, my favorite NBA player. I'm joking.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Is that a thing? Did y'all name that? Did y'all make that up for him?
Nigga, we ain't make that. That's his name. No. He said Lemon Pepper Lou.
But why though?
Right.
Why?
Because my man said the best lemon pepper
protocol. Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
He got lemon pepper, motherfucker.
Why? Wait, that's not who went to Magic City in the middle.
Yes, sir. Went for the wing.
Wow.
Lemon pepper Luke.
Okay. Wow.
And that's... if anybody knows any, I want to taste these wings for a man to leave the bubble. risk his job, risk his health to get some lemon pepper wings. Now, I gotta take you.
Nah, them wings is official. They a serious matter. So,
man,
you know, I don't even know if you can blame him for that. He was out anyway, and he just decided on the way back.
Am I the only one who feels a certain way about eating food in the strip club? Like, I don't really want those two things to mix.
Hey, you know, I mean.
I have eaten slices of pizza at the strip club, yeah.
So, as the person who probably is the least strip club person of us, I heard the food has made a significant come up in the years. So, yeah, that's a real thing. Like, they be hiring real chefs in that mug.
Yeah. I know. But, on P-Valley, they be selling the wings at the tank is off the chain, too.
That nigga says on P-Valley.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That's what I heard.
P-Valley's a show. That's a good show right there. That's a good show.
Wait, B, you not into P-Valley?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
At all?
Nah, not at all.
Bro, get your life together. What are you doing?
I didn't order stars yet, so.
Man. Shout out to the one and only.
I'll add stars and I'll watch it.
Shout out to Miss Mississippi.
I think BA is waiting on the Lil People version of P-Valley to come on.
And then I'm on. Yeah. I'm on at that point. Then we little people. That's all right. No.
You know what? I won't even say that's disgusting. I like no fetish or kink shaming, but you really need to tease somebody about that, BA.
Only if she 4'2".
Like, and people might think he's joking, but like his whole adult life, he's had this weird fascination with, like, yeah.
Just, so do you watch any of the like Little People of Atlanta or any of them reality shows?
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I don't.
Wow.
I don't keep up with it, but don't think I don't know some of the people that's on these shows.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, I watch from afar.
Yeah.
So, but this ain't about me. Y'all into other shit too. Don't act like I'm the only one.
I think you are. I think you are the only one.
Okay, I'm the only person that. Okay,
like you own that specific fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real talk.
And I'm the only person who's willing to talk about it because the rest of y'all got other shit that y'all into that y'all just won't say.
Hey,
and that's fine.
But we're talking about this particular thing right now.
Okay.
And we're just saying that this one is all you. If we if we were out and happened upon a party of that, like, you would be, we would let you live.
Yeah.
Yo, like, I would tell y'all, like, I actually saw, it was like a little Asian little person on the elevator in Vegas.
I was just about to say that.
At my hotel on the elevator in Vegas.
How did that conversation go?
Yeah.
It didn't, because I saw her as the door was closing and I wasn't like on the elevator.
But wait, so here's the kicker. He tried to stop the door from closing.
I'm sure he did.
I mean, I'm going to try, but and that was the last time I ever saw her.
Wow.
So I was that close. I was an elevator door away.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Interesting.
It was heartbreaking.
Yo.
Sorry. As the good Lord sees fit in due time.
Wow. Yeah, I was expecting a lot more from that story, too, man.
That story was very anticlimactic, but it's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
sometimes the elevator door closes on your dreams, and that's what happens.
Man. So listen, I again haven't been watching much, you know, sports. I missed both of the Bears wins. Apparently they pulled it out once again. That's what she said.
A win is a win. Win is a win.
Yeah.
Yo, can I just say that, like, today I watched the Bears game and I found it really entertaining how the announcers kept playing up Mitch Trubisky's last, like, four quarters in comparison to Watson and Mahomes. Like, it was like they were really trying to make up for the white mediocrity.
Wow. I just want to understand why we just can't like be ahead in the beginning, man. It seems like we're always playing catch up, and that's not.
No, well, today the Bears led for most of the game.
Oh, well, they were, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they led for most of the game. They almost gave it up.
Yeah, they left from start to finish today. So yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, but Trubisky's mediocrity is like. I just noticed today that they really kept trying to plug him up, play him up to seemingly make up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get that at all?
To make up for what?
Well, just the fact that he's paled in comparison to what Watson and Mahomes have been able to accomplish, and he went ahead of them.
He didn't just go ahead of them. They traded up to get this clown.
No, I'm talking about just in general, like the media this week seems to have been like trying to play him up to build his confidence or something.
No, I didn't get that vibe.
I didn't get that vibe either. But let's face facts.
I promise you, when I watched the game today at least four different times, they kept playing up like what he's been able to do over the last four quarters, so to speak, in comparison to Watson Mahomes. Maybe I was just listening too closely. I don't know.
Yo, you know what? But I feel like they've been in the league 4 years. You want to compare the last four quarters? That's fine. I mean, that's you probably playing it up to the Chicago audience. But you watch football, you know what that was, man. That was probably the worst draft pick ever, considering what was drafted. I'm serious. Yeah. Considering what came after him, like.
Yeah,
you talking about you drafted him based on potential when you had Watson coming off of a national championship. Why wouldn't you draft that?
Yeah,
traded up.
I feel like Chicago teams do that damn near across the board, though. It's just like we like love to pass up on certified cats that we know is going to do the damn thing. We're like, no, we want this guy over here.
Yeah,
who
give me the dude from West Bubblefuck.
Right.
Who played one game of high school soccer.
Exactly.
And we're going to make him the new quarterback. That's exactly. What we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't get it. I really don't. But, hey, you know, they 2-0 so far. I'm reluctant to watch because I feel like as soon as I start watching, they're going to start losing. So, I don't know, man. I might sit this season out and maybe they'll go all the way.
Whatever.
You know, if that happens, you can never watch again.
Right. I know. Exactly. Exactly.
You're done for life.
Yo. Yeah. It is what it is. I think that's the thing for 2020, right?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Man, speaking of which, man, what else is going on this week, man? Rest in peace, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
RBG.
RBG, Notorious. You know,
the Notorious RBG.
Shelled in there, you know, and then, you know, Republicans was salivating, boy. They couldn't wait, you know. She wasn't in the ground 2 seconds, and they was already trying to, you know.
Fill a seat.
Yep, fill a seat, man. It's crazy.
Yo, I just really think, like, that we should use this as a, like, people, I guess, who vote Democratic, we should really use this as, like, means to, like, take the gloves off. Because they be ruthless as fuck.
Man, for real.
And then Democrats, when they have power, they really try to be moderate and cordial. Like, yeah. Fuck that. We need to get low with them right now.
Real talk. Just start slapping motherfuckers. Like, you always see how, like, over in the other countries, man, when they be fighting in their parliament meetings and stuff, man, like all out brawls and shit. Like, I think that's what we need to just start doing, man. Just like,
I would love to see somebody snap.
You want to just start fighting on the Senate floor?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Just have somebody like, you know, Auntie Maxine just walk across and slap bitch McConnell in his turkey neck. You know, it'd be awesome.
He better not hit her back either.
Right. That'd be that. You know, I think that's what we need. More extreme contact, legislation, man.
Now, fucking DNC need to grow some balls and hit these motherfuckers, like, for real, and stop playing nice.
Yeah, real talk. So I don't know, man. It's gonna be an interesting fight, man. You know, because shit, we less than 40, 45 days.
43 days away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's scary, man. That's scary.
Your man said he's really trying to appoint somebody before the election. Like, he really wants that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So the DNC is going to have to, like, when they get the chance, they're going to have to do away with the filibuster and expand the court.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, that's right now. That's the only hand they got. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. We're going to see. But, man, yes.
I wanted to touch on this Kanye thing.
Oh, the contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's y'all thoughts on that, man?
So, like, I'm conflicted because on one hand, he's right in that, you know, the record contracts, the record industry is kind of a version of modern day slavery. Like, they're paying us, you know, pennies and we built the shit. And so on one hand, he's kind of right, like, all that shit needs to be redone. I just don't know if he's the one to lead the charge.
Yeah,
I feel like the contract that you were under, you had your lawyer's review.
Yep.
Before you signed it.
Facts.
So that sounds like a choice to me, dog. Yeah. If I can use your own words, right. Mr. West. That sounds like a choice to me.
That's a very good point.
You kind of asked for that. Like, you saw it. Your people looked over it. You chose to sign it. So, come on, bro. Now you fighting. I understand the fights you fighting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to understand, you made the choice to go into that. Master P didn't sign that deal.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep. And he stood on that, too.
He stood on that.
Yep.
So, you made a choice. That's how I feel. That's right now.
I just don't want him. But he, you know, again, that whole industry and that setup needs to be looked at and redone. But I just don't know if he's going to be the one that I trust to lead the charge.
Yeah, Drew, what's your thoughts, man?
Because I was trying to say stuff in the earlier points, but
man,
I got
are you
set
in
off.
The shower? What is that sound?
Well, I got headphones on, y'all. I got other people in the house. I don't want to, you know, disturb them.
Oh, okay.
All right. That
Drew
makes
thinks
sense.
He's on Twitch right now.
Drew's playing PS4 while he's podcasting.
All right.
That ain't a bad idea, yeah. Actually.
And before we get off of
politics
real quick, I just want to say that is it bad that I kind of want Trump to die, but I don't want him to die?
Wow.
And what I really wanted to say in this, like, wait. Like, people don't assassinate politicians anymore like they used to. Okay, that's...
No, they tried. You know they tried? Did you see that somebody sent rice into the White House?
They did do that. Okay, so see...
Somebody just sent him some rice and addressed it to him, but no, of course it never got to him.
But what... I'm sorry, I just want to get back. Like, assassination is bad. But what I wanted to say was, like, I'm conflicted because on one end, one side of me do want him to, like, just have a fatal heart attack and die or some shit. But the other part of me wants him to live like another 30 years so he can see his legacy ruined once we get him out of power.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't know which one I want more.
Yeah.
Wait, did y'all see with the Emmys that...
I was literally just about to ask about the Emmys.
Yeah, so, like, first of all, like, I'm just tripping on, like, I guess a couple of the hosts had to pull out the last second because they got Corona.
Yeah, Vivica Fox and
Vivica's one.
And
what's the alien looking chick name? The white girl.
Wow, Juliana Rancic.
Yeah, see, yeah. She don't look like an alien. I mean, she kind of cute, but she don't look like an alien to y'all.
I don't even know who she is. Who
she's
about?
Like one of the E hosts. Like, she's hosted a bunch of stuff for like long time. But yeah, apparently, her and Vivica were supposed to host the pre-show. And they both, you know, I'm assuming everybody had to get tested before they could participate. And both of their COVID tests came back positive. So they had to pull out and quarantine.
Mm.
Hey, man. I mean, okay. It's just another reminder that, you know, this Rona is real. Like,
it's real talk.
And you can be asymptomatic and still have that shit. And, like, the whole point of everything, like, we've been through as far as quarantining and, like, you know, it's easily spread and you can have it and not know it. So, like, I wish people really got that part, because we're seeing all these anti-maskers and, you know, people claiming their civil liberties are being violated by having to wear a mask. Like, I just don't understand why people don't understand it.
Yeah, wearing a mask is like wearing a condom. Like, I probably don't want to do it, but I might be a little bit safer if I do.
I might steal that.
Yeah.
It's the same. Here's the thing I have with that. Like, as a person who's been working, like, going to stores and stuff like that, I haven't seen where people just like, I'm not wearing a mask, but I have seen the assholes who do, they don't want to wear masks, but they know they got to, but they're going to just do something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a guy in downtown wearing a stormtrooper mask. The whole helmet.
Are you serious?
The whole helmet.
Dude. Yo, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not.
I think that's like you being such kind of an asshole.
I wouldn't even say that. I'm thinking that's you being creative, and the point is to cover your face.
I agree.
You're wearing a mask. So you're just expressing yourself creatively when you do that. I'm okay with that.
Okay, how about this? When you see the rubber chicken mask,
I'm okay with it. As long as you have a mask on. I don't give a shit what kind of mask it is.
But
what I don't understand, and this is just me and how I think.
Right.
How hasn't armed robberies like gone up? Like, you can wear a mask now. Like, right. It's not weird to walk in the store with a mask.
Yeah.
These are not ideas that we should pass on, brother.
I'm just saying,
listen, no, I get it. I get it, you know. Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. These are things that you wonder. It's like, you know, okay, you can, you know, wear a mask.
That's what got me when they were looting. Like, you looting without a mask on? It doesn't make sense because it's cameras everywhere and you can wear a mask now.
Right.
I don't understand the streets is dead. The streets is dead.
We're in the day. We're in the day and age. You gotta do it for the gram, you know?
That's the one that killed me, was the people live streaming on Facebook.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all criminal 101. Not that I know anything about this. But if you plan on going to do anything of a criminal element, this is just a little friendly advice. Don't take your phone.
Yeah.
There's no need to have your cell phone with you.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they're going to track is where your phone is pinging to put you in it. Anyway, that's a little friendly advice I'm going to give you, but what do I know?
Yeah, the first rule of Fight Club is don't go on Facebook Live.
I think of the four people on this on this podcast, I'm probably the one who's more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Likely? Likely?
Okay, likely to think in the ways of a not so legal citizen. So I just feel like, you know, what do I know? But don't take your phone. Don't stream live. Don't Facebook live. Put a goddamn mask on, because now is the time that you can actually wear a mask in public anywhere you go, and people won't even question it.
Yeah. But wait, I remember, I think it was a video with the second round of looting kid, and the dude was in there live streaming the fact that he was breaking into an ATM a la Barbershop 1.
Yeah.
And then he got caught. Because, of course, the police got the video and everything. And then he said, well, I'm just a young teen. I knew what I did was wrong. Nah.
Hey, I'm going to be a little random, but you just reminded me by bringing that up, Drew. Did I tell y'all that there's a random ATM in my backyard that has been discarded?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, but when did I tell y'all that?
That was like in a winter.
Yeah, like, it's been back there, like, I don't know, like, we keep calling the alderman and everybody, but the ATM is still in my backyard,
Does it look like there's money involved?
It's probably long gone if there was ever money in the ATM.
So it's already open?
Yeah, it's definitely been broken into, and somehow, and the part I can't figure, because we have a gated backyard, you need a key, and like you can't lift up an ATM and throw it. I don't know where this ATM came from, though.
Hey,
are
man,
are you sure it's random?
That's one of your neighbors.
Are you sure it's random? Are you just using this podcast as an alibi, you know, for yourself?
I guess we'll never know, but I'm going to stick with the random theory.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you need a gate to get into the yard. Mm-hmm. I mean, a key to get into the gate.
The back gate unlocked at some point. I don't know how a whole ATM got on this side of my backyard gate, but it's there.
So it's truly who the hell left the gate open.
Clearly, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And you can't get no reward for that ATM, obviously, because there's no money in it, right?
Exactly.
Bummer.
Sorry to bring it up.
Why are you worried about it, man? I wouldn't care.
The thought came up when
is it driving down the property value?
Believe me, no.
So it is what it is, man. I've seen stranger things on the ground.
Places where an ATM could randomly end up in your backyard can't really be driven down much.
Oh snap. Sorry, guys. I'm looking at my fantasy football at the same time.
what's going on with your teams, man?
Well, I was getting destroyed. Then obviously Sierra's baby daddy done came out and helped me out a lot.
Oh wow, yeah. He
oh, you talking about present?
Yeah,
not future, present.
Wow, present. Yeah, the good father.
Wow.
I'm crazy. Sorry, that was another bad rap reference. yeah, that was wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, but anyway, so what you gonna do about this ATM, Teach?
I'm not gonna do anything. I didn't put it there. I don't want my fingerprints on it. Building owner has reached out to the people again. I was just making a point, like, because
this folks said he called the alderman.
They did.
They or you?
No, not me. The building owners.
I clearly think you said we.
Well, you did say we.
I meant them. I've never called the alderman for anything.
But wait, can I? Since I was like, we had technical difficulties there. Can I? I got hit on that one thing about Kanye.
Yeah.
If you talking about people's contracts and how you know it's modern day slavery, I want to see your artist contract. I want to see Teyana Taylor. I want to see Big Sean's. Let's see their contract. Do they own their assets? Or will they be able to own their masters? That's lay cards on the table, because you was quick to come after Jay. You don't know if you notice in those rants, he done came after Jay-Z twice.
I didn't see that. I saw him say he tweeted something like, "Don't try to pit me against Jay. That's my brother." He sounded like he was down. He was walking back on that.
Yeah,
right. But you got to remember that the first Masters thing, that's on Jay.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it's more on Jay or more on Dame, because Dame really signed him to the contract.
Yeah, but the thing with the Jay Masters though, like, right. And yeah, it sounds bad to say Jay sold your Masters, but Jay sold his company, which you were signed to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You just happen to be a part of the sale, unfortunately.
And then the other thing was, well, I guess he said he's the head of Adidas. He said they need to partner up with Puma because Puma shoes are trash, which now Rock Nation, I'm about to say Rockefeller, but Rock Nation only like has a little bit of business to do with Puma. So that's almost like you're throwing your brother under the bus again.
Yeah.
So it's like, which one y'all doing?
Which one he doing? Jay ain't said a word to the man in 3 years.
Which is true.
Yo, I gotta ask, man, have y'all been hearing about like some of these antics that have been going on with these virtual classes? Like parents smoking and drinking and being half naked in the background of their kids' class.
Hearing about it. I am it. What are you talking about?
Wait, are you drinking behind your daughter while in class?
But yeah, please tell me you're not doing these shenanigans.
I'm not.
Okay.
My kid don't turn the camera on.
I don't know if I
on.
Believe him yet. Wait a second.
Look, my kid don't turn her camera on, so I'm not. You won't catch me on camera doing it.
Man, I gotta feel like, you know, you gotta have some type of respect in class, man. Like I get it. This is new to everybody. You know, you don't want to be having to, you know, watch your kid when, you know, half of them, you know, may not want to take care of the kids anyway, but don't be getting naked in your kids' online class.
Don't be smoking.
Now is the time when you realize who the parenting skills of these of people. Like, it ain't the teacher. The teacher ain't lying to your kid. Your kid is fucking up. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's your kid. That's your baby. You raised that little nigga.
Right.
Yeah, you know your kid's bad now. When your teacher, when you try to blame it all on the teachers, my teacher don't teach me right. No, it's your kid.
Yeah,
it is your kid.
The teacher be lying on me.
Nah,
you on a damn Zoom class throwing up gang signs. That ain't your teacher. Nobody lied on you,
man. I mean, that's got to be hard too, though, man. Like you know, to expect kids like to sit there in front of a computer screen, even though they half of them do it anyway, but to actually sit there for like. You know, class, you know.
I
think it depends on the age of the kid, though, to be honest with you.
Right.
My kid is 13. I literally is turn the computer on and do your work. I ain't got to worry about it. You know what I mean? I don't have to police her. You know what I mean? Like, but if you're talking about a kid who's 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem. You know what I mean?
Like, but women, because let's be honest, dude. Like, I got a 6-year-old nephew, dude. He has his own iPhone. He's in a screen.
Yeah.
So if he's doing this normally throughout the day, what's a couple of hours on a computer?
Right.
Like, you're on the same screen.
Right. But my thing is just that, you know, their attention span be all over the place. So it's like,
right,
you know,
that's true.
Even when they're on their phone, you know, they're constantly scrolling or, you know, doing this or trying to play Fortnite or whatever. And, you know, now it's like, you know, you're trying to get them to like pay attention for like 5 seconds and they, you know, they're hopping all over the place, man. So now, it's
yeah, what I don't get is virtual kindergarten. I don't get that. Yeah. I don't get that class. I'm like, why?
I can witness it first. I witness it firsthand, and you know, hats off to, you know, to my wife, because she definitely holds it down, man. But you know,
what grade she teach?
Kindergarten.
Oh, dang. She really virtual kindergarten?
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
can I ask y'all a serious question?
Yeah.
What happens in kindergarten?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you.
So I'm
you...
asking because I didn't go. What happens in kindergarten?
Oh. You can go to kindergarten?
Oh, my God.
You never went to kindergarten, bro?
PJ, he's attempting to humble brag that they had him skip kindergarten and put him into first grade.
Wow.
So he this is his humble brag.
Oh, it's not even a humble brag. Look, let me tell you something.
Okay.
When my kid was in kindergarten, I was like, I need to know what they taught these kids in kindergarten. Like, I don't even know what to tell you because I never did this.
Wow.
Level up and come to me. I do first grade and up. I don't do I never did. So
dang. That was a flex.
Wow, seriously. I mean,
that was the second biggest flex I've seen this today.
Really? I mean, I feel less accomplished now.
Right.
It's just like, okay.
I wish this was a video so y'all could see the look on my face right now.
once the Rona ends, I can see that video.
this is breaking news. BA tested out of kindergarten. Like, wow. It's crazy.
I already know my colors and shapes, nigga. What?
35 years ago. It happened.
Wow. The more you know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm still holding the same face right now.
Also.
True faces.
Yo, rest in peace to Cardi B and Offset's marriage. Yeah.
Guess it wasn't so whoppable, huh?
Man. You know, I think BA brought up the other point. There's, you know, lots of other WAP out there. So
plenty of WAP out there.
Yeah.
Plenty of WAP. You can't, you know, don't think your WAP is the best WAP out there, because there's a lot of WAPs that's whopping.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be very on brand, especially the way y'all be talking about me, but not even trying to play devil's advocate, but like, could that nigga just be like trifling, can't keep his dick in his pants? Like, I feel like everybody putting it on Cardi. Like, your WAP ain't that WAP because that nigga left, and like that nigga just.
No, I'm totally.
No, black men don't cheat.
Wow.
Wait, but okay. Here's the thing: she knew what she was getting into because he did it before, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she had a nigga a second chance, probably like two or three chances, but like, I just.
She gonna be basic and be like, I'm about to get this Birkin bag and he gonna love me again. Okay. And you see how that worked out for you.
Like, man, you can't stick it out for the culture. See what I just did there?
Oh.
See what I did for the okay. I'll be here all week.
Well, yeah, bring the shorties into it. Man.
If Cardi bounced back on some Niecy Nash shit that Offset can't even be mad.
Oh
yeah.
Well, she got them tendencies, so we'll see. Now, when you want to rank them as far as like, you remember how we had classic hip hop couples?
Yeah,
where would you put them to before? Like all time.
All time.
All time.
Can we talk about this generation or
okay?
All time, no, they not even on an all time list.
Okay, I'm just seeing if they were, you know.
I mean, I'll put them ahead of Stevie J and Eve.
Wow,
yeah. But you know, it's we talking bottom of the list, bro.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure, you know, because you know how the kids, you know, pump their heads up, you know, Cardi B and Offset is like, that's it for them. Yeah. So I don't know if they were like top 10 or whatever. I don't know. I was just asking.
Yeah.
Then they're not on at the top of that list. Though.
So who would be on the top of that list? Would that be J&B?
Yeah, I mean, like, sure, absolutely.
Like couples that are still together,
or just all time,
just like couples that really had that power at the moment.
Right.
As far as being a power couple in hip hop culture.
Yeah. Right.
So like, I'm gonna say J&B.
J&B, JD and Janet at one point.
Yeah.
You came front on Will and Jada.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cardi and Offset were never at any of those levels.
Yo, David Justice and Halle Berry.
Nah.
Wesley Snipes and Halle Berry?
Nah.
They ain't
classic hip hop couples.
No, Christopher Williams and Halle Berry.
Christopher Williams and Halle Berry. Man. Yeah,
nah.
That WAP wasn't whopping either.
Nah. Oh, Jesus.
Didn't he smack that WAP deaf?
All three of them did.
Man,
bro.
Listen, oh, okay.
Listen.
No.
Yo,
no.
Come on.
All right.
Nas and Khalees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Puff and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes up there.
KRS and Miss Melody?
Kill yourself.
On the all-time list, I'll put them in there somewhere.
Okay.
T.I. and Tiny?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
But the point is...
Cardi Trick and Trina.
What? What'd he say?
Trick and Trina.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Positive K and Moni Love?
What?
No, is that a thing?
I was joking. I remember her being in the I Got a Man video.
Her and Todd won.
No, it was Light and Todd won.
I thought Moni too, no?
No. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yo,
no,
y'all.
You're right.
First of all, Todd won wasn't like...
You know what? Just stop.
We'll just leave it alone. All right.
Stop. Tretch and Pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tretch and Pepper, yeah. Good one.
Yeah. So, yeah, the point is, I don't know if Cardi and...
I just want to see where they would be at. I was going to say... Fox.
Bow Wow and Sierra.
Ooh.
I give it to you.
Tori and Megan.
Now you don't want to die. You went too far.
Ain't like I'm trying to shoot my shot.
Oh,
you know what?
I can't.
I didn't even hear him, but I know he's just trying to be an asshole right now.
You lucky? Yeah. You lucky? I don't want to play my sound effects right now. man. So listen, man. Since we're on hip hop, man, can I bring up a few things that are happening in hip hop history today?
Sure can.
Hold on. Fuck Tory Lanez. Just to put that blanket statement out there. All right. Continue.
Okay.
Agreed. Right.
Yo, today in hip hop history, yo, I'm gonna give y'all a hint just by saying these, I think, four words. I can't really count, but in 1988, yo, I'm gonna drop this hint on you, man. This classic joint dropped and just changed the whole game.
In 88.
88, I wanna rock. Right now, that's five words, right?
Man, see, you didn't skip kindergarten. I don't even know.
Yeah,
that was real cute.
Yeah, yo, man, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock dropped "It Takes Two," man, in '88. That joint still bangs today, man. Certifiable rap classic, man.
You know, they
wait. "It Takes Two," the song dropped on this date in '88.
Yes, sir. Yes, it did.
I feel like that song like was popping all of 88, though.
It probably was,
man.
Not just like the last 4 months.
Well, it dropped in 1988. I think it was a top 40 hit and like certified platinum in that year.
Didn't they come up with two songs that year? That was Joy and Pain, and then we had, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, I can't remember that one, but yeah, it was Joy and Pain.
Yo, just like on, I guess, a related tip, shout out to 1988, though, because that was a magical year.
Yeah.
I mean, just the year, the summer, like, I just feel like 88 is such a magical year. Like, niggas always reminisce on 88.
Yeah.
True. Let's face facts. 88 through 94 was it.
Yeah.
Yep. 88, maybe 88 to 96.
But
basically our childhood is what you
It's pretty much. I mean, right. just music wise, we saw the emergence of hip hop. We saw hip hop like branch off into gangster rap. We saw New Jack Swing. We saw party rap. We saw the
Don't forget the Afrocentric,
right?
Little mode we had for a minute.
The Native Tongue Movement. We saw so many branches of hip hop just sprout. It was amazing at that time. You know,
look at it now.
Speaking of Native Tongue, shout out, and happy birthday goes out to Plug Two of De La Soul. Today is actually his birthday. And also, on this day in hip hop in '94, the man Craig Mack drops Project Funk the World. Rest in peace, Craig Mack.
Rest in peace, Craig Mack.
Yo,
we should also note that today is September 20th because everybody ain't gonna hear it on this day.
Yeah.
So in a week or so, when y'all do hear this, we're talking about September 20th.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate Craig. That. I mean, they would have got the references at the beginning of the NBA talk.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I wanted to put that out there.
But Craig Max, come on, man. Okay. I'm going to see if y'all do the same thing I do. I have never really, after the remix came out, I never really listened to the regular Flavor in Year.
Yeah, I didn't need, man, you know what's funny? I started. And maybe it's not funny, but I started listening to the regular version after he passed away. So it was like, because like everybody was playing it again. So I was like, man, I hadn't really, listened to the regular version, since it first came out. But then when he passed, all the radio stations and DJs were playing that version again. So I was like, yo, I gotta get out with some love again. It was all about the remix.
I never lost love for the original.
But I literally stopped listening to the original because of the remix. I think the remix is actually more of a classic than the original was.
Yeah.
It is, but the remix, they're like two different songs pretty much.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously different verses. Craig got three verses. And so I never stopped rocking the original in favor of the remix. They coexisted for me.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you listen to the album version of One More Chance, or did you listen to the remix?
No, I only listen to the album version of One More Chance when I'm listening to the album. Right. If I want to hit One More Chance, then I'm going to put on the remix.
Okay.
I'm the opposite.
Really?
I'll put on the album version, yes.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Is it because the remix has been overplayed for you?
That's exactly why. I'll put the album version on the heartbeat.
Yeah.
But wait, do y'all listen to the version that Martin sampled?
Well, that's the same one, no?
No, it's two different. It's another version.
See, now I got to go back and listen to the Ready to Die version.
No, but but that's like another remix, the one that Martin used.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. I do. Yeah. That was like on a B side or something, right?
That was the B side of that. The Mac. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to touch on this before it ended, but I just saw an article that JD pretty much called Puffy out for Versus. So, what do y'all think of Bad Boy versus So Def?
Okay. Well, here's my thought on that. I actually said that should have happened a long time ago.
Right.
Because outside
of... about to play JD off and say he should go against the Trackmasters.
No. Dude, So Def is just as relevant as Bad Boy. Yes, Bad Boy, I think invented a lot of stuff, but like So Def definitely holds its own, in my opinion, against Bad Boy. I think the only other person like Puff could probably go against would be Jay, in my opinion, just because of their whole...
Jay or Dre?
Jay.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Not on a lyrical tip, of course, but I'm just saying, just as far as like being moguls, you know, each of them having their own labels and each of them having a huge impact on the culture.
We're talking about Versus Records 20.
Man, I still say Puff could either go against Jay or JD.
Hold on, Drew. Dave, what the fuck are you talking about? Puffy versus Jay Z. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Is what you're saying.
Right? Wait.
What?
Wait. I'm trying to figure out how you put. No, dog. There's no possible way Jay could. No, I can't. No possible way.
Listen.
What are you talking about? Break it down some more.
Yeah.
What
you were
trying to say.
Wow. Listen, man.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question. Is Jay going to be playing just Jay songs, or is Jay going to be playing everybody's songs?
Well, that's what
song?
I'm trying to get him to break down, because I don't understand. When you say Puffy versus Jay and Versus, I'm thinking Puffy, like, their songs, the artists.
Well, I'm talking more of a Bad Boy versus Rockefeller type.
Oh, versus, okay.
Which is also what I'm saying against, like, Bad Boy is So Def, really. Like,
but I get that one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's Bad Boy versus So Def, then that's what it'll be. But if it's Puff first JD, they produce and make records for other people that's not on their labels.
Right. Exactly.
So it'd be two different battles.
Right. But I think more if it's gonna be Puff against JD, it's gotta be a Bad Boy versus So Def. Because I feel like they both was relevant in their times and they both got enough catalog to, you know what I'm saying, battle each other like that.
Low key, and you send JD up for a loss. Just letting you know.
Well, not I wouldn't say that if it's Puff and JD, because
yes, I'm saying
keep it on JD.
Dude, come on, dude. Like, okay. JD can go as far as what was he had a female group in it?
They're called Escape.
No. It was a rap group. He said he started producing for. I can't remember the name of them right now.
Not Finesse and Quit. sequence, is it?
It could have been.
Quest?
Yeah. It could have been them, but yeah. But I mean, Puff can go back to what? Like
he can play, Super Cat.
Super Cat. He can start off with Super Cat.
Super right. Cat was the 90s. JD goes to the late 80s.
I mean, you talking about two or three years, bro.
What?
You talking about 2 or 3 years, really. And
listen, JD, if you're talking about reaching back, like JD was making an impact.
No, and I'm
before Puff.
And I'm not discounting that. What I'm saying is, like, we wouldn't know a JD song. If you played it, you'd be like, okay, yeah, okay, that was dope at that. I mean, it wasn't even dope. It was just okay. But Puff could start off with Super Cat, huh? And that was a joint. Then he hit you off with the Jodeci, pretty much the Jodeci's first album.
Right.
Maybe it's Mary's first album.
Right. Yeah, like I mean, he could come with a lot of stuff from Uptown for sure.
Right.
Like stuff that wasn't under his, you know.
Right.
Because technically what? Biggie, Third Eye, was Super Cat actually on his label?
No, he went on.
So it was like Biggie, Third Eye, and he has somebody else that I'm forgetting.
Right. Then he could hit you with Mac. And yep. The only thing that JD might have is Groups, because you know JD could hold on. I mean, his Groups could stay together for a while, and JD didn't discard them. He went back and signed them a couple times. Puff was like, "Oh, I'm done with you. I'm out."
Yeah.
Let's rest in peace to B5.
Wow. You know what? Wow. They actually
No, don't tell me they came back out.
They're doing some stuff now. I don't know what label they're on, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff from them recently.
Okay, let's talk. Let's rest in peace all the groups that Puff done killed.
Where have you been where you've seen B5 promotional material recently?
Let's say rest in peace to B5. Rest in peace to Total. Rest in peace to Dream. What else? Who else? Rest in peace to Boys in the Hood.
Yo, yeah.
Rest in peace to Fuzz Bubble, the rock group.
Wait, what?
Oh my god! Why do you know that?
Wait, was they the ones who did the Benjamin Remix?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Rest in peace to Tony Thompson. Oh, I'm sorry, that was a real rest in peace. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen. Rest in peace to
like
damn near the whole East Coast family. Even though that's Viv, but
right, that don't count with Puff. He didn't kill them. Almost rest in peace to New Edition because he almost killed them on that last album.
But again, I think Bad Boy versus Sosa Def would be a good versus battle.
I do, but I think that's like they could do like two parts. They can do Bad Boy versus Sosa Def, and then they can do JD and Puffy versus each other as artists and producers.
Well, we can't just do Bad Boy versus Death Row.
Well, interesting.
No,
that gotta be a long distance call.
Right. Sure, son. I don't know.
I don't think that's as good as a matchup as Bad Boy versus Social Def, because Death Row.
It's sentimental reasons.
Yeah.
You're being an asshole again, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. I have a serious discussion. You want to be an asshole again. Death Row didn't really have much R&B popping, so not like so. Hey, man,
you will not talk about Danny Boy in that nature, sir.
Listen. For real.
Listen.
Absolutely. No, okay.
Wait, I saw the funniest tweet. They said, dude said, I'm going to cancel my barbershop appointment because I can't even trust those clippers.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
wow, that's pretty man.
Right. I was like, man, that's almost hurt.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. Since the Emmys is on, shout out to girl Regina King for winning the Emmy for Watchmen.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she won the Emmy for Watchmen. Yeah.
That's what's up. Congrats. That's a good show, man.
Yeah, it was a great show. Because we don't know if it's coming back for season 2.
Right.
Shout out to your boy Yahya Abdul Mateen II, because he also won for Watchmen.
Is he
the blue dude?
Right. But is he from Ghana?
I don't know. Okay. You know, just because I'm Ghanaian don't mean I know everybody from Ghana.
They all your cousins.
Right. You know all of them. Yo, real quick, didn't Didn't your boy Roy Jones back out of the fight, or what's going on with that?
Yep. Nah, he didn't back out. He just said he think maybe. He made a mistake in agreeing to it.
Well, yeah, well, that's you know, facts.
Did y'all see Tyson's quote, though?
No.
I think it was like, this is before Roy said what he said about, you know, thinking he made a mistake. But Tyson's quote was something to the effect of,
I'm a killer.
We really going to be in there hitting each other. He said, I'm paraphrasing, kind of, but he said, broken eye sockets, fractured jaws, that's fun to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm here, that's the kind of fun I like to have.
Wait a minute, dude. That kind of sounds.
It sounds like premeditated murder.
Right? No, it was after that Roy hit him with the. I think I made a mistake here.
Yeah, because like originally I thought they had agreed that they wasn't gonna, you know, be.
It was an exhibition.
Right, right. Like Mark.
But so was Drago versus Apollo.
Damn. Oh. It was.
Let's hope it don't end that way.
Throwing the damn towel.
Man.
No throwing the damn towel.
Wow.
I was like, this guy. Hey, question.
What up?
Before we go. Has anybody checked out Lovecraft Country?
Yes. Watch it every Sunday.
I watched episode and I feel like I think I watched the second episode and I liked it. I think I gotta watch start it over again and watch the whole thing.
You can watch the first episode?
No, like for some reason I just turned it on and I was like, let me watch, see how this is. And the second episode
don't
was on.
Tell me nothing, because I keep hearing good things. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Yeah.
So by the time we do this again, I'll be caught up.
Please go back and watch the first episode, because that one sets the tone
for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I have started watching this other show called Woke.
Oh yeah, Woke is good.
Woke is hilarious.
Woke is hilarious, and I tell you another one that we just got into that's really good is Cobra Kai.
Yo, I didn't realize, and I haven't watched it yet, but I just, you know how they show you the little preview.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we was looking at the actual Johnny.
Yes.
It was going to be Johnny for real.
Yes.
And then it's fucking Ralph Macchio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I was like, I'm sold. Whatever. Yeah. I have to go in and watch that. So.
Oh my God. I didn't think I was going to like it. I mean, we're only like about four episodes in, but I didn't think I was going to like it.
You watched the first season?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're gonna like the rest.
It's more than one season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two seasons of it.
Two seasons.
Well, I feel like based on the preview, it's painting Johnny to be kind of the good guy and Daniel to be kind of the asshole a little bit.
Yeah. You are correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's definitely transitioning in that direction from where I'm at in the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely will get that vibe. It's a good show.
Yeah, I got that from the preview. From watching the preview, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, Daniel's the asshole. All right.
Well.
If you ever watched How I Met Your Mother, that was a premise that was like...
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Barney always thought Daniel was the asshole. He was the real villain of Karate Kid.
Oh, wow. Barney is Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
He actually said in the show, he said, "You look." He said the movie was called The Karate Kid. He was talking about Johnny, not Daniel. Johnny. Now that you watch Cobra Kai, you be like, I get it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow. I gotta get it for that. But like I said, the preview itself just made me feel like Johnny's the hero here, and Daniel's the the asshole of this series.
Yeah.
So I'm glad y'all confirmed that. But so that's, I'm gonna get on that. But Lovecraft Country is what I need to be
jumping into. Yeah,
get started on that. And Drew, go back and watch that first episode, bro.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna get on. I'm gonna get on it. You know, the wife don't do too many of the horror movie things, so it's like it's a little bit of horror and it's not. So I'm definitely, gonna be watching that. And still, again, on Word on the Street is I'm still hearing that your girl, the Black Widow movie will be on Disney Plus.
Oh wow!
And I just saw a trailer for WandaVision.
Tonight. Yeah,
it came out tonight. So
Did it. Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to drop that 30 on Black Widow, man. I have to see how I feel.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Because I think TG5 might be the only one who haven't even seen the whole Marvel universe like us.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen any of the Marvel universe.
Wow.
What? Wait, what's in the Marvel universe? I be mixing all them shit up.
Iron Man, Spider-Man, The Avengers, Black Panther.
I saw Black Panther for sure.
Okay,
because if you didn't, your car was gonna get pulled.
Yeah, basically.
Fancy. That might be the only one. And how many Avengers has it been? I feel like I saw the very first one in like.
There were four.
Four.
Yeah.
When did the first one come out?
2010?
2012.
12? Okay.
I just bought the video game. I haven't played it yet.
I have. It's actually pretty. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing today for Black Panther in the game.
He's coming. But
he's coming.
But probably not till next year.
Oh, see then.
When are they putting Spider-Man into it? You know?
I heard he's probably not coming till next year either. Okay. The only ones that are gonna be this year is like because they said Black Panther's coming, Spider-Man, She-Hulk, I think, is possibly coming. And then Hawkeye.
Hawkeye will be there, yeah.
Do we really need Hawkeye?
No. Not really. Especially because...
That's the only Hawkeye I respect.
It's some other female character who they have in there who's similar to Hawkeye.
Kate Bishop. Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you got her in there, then why do you need him? But I don't know.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Everybody, you know, thanks for tuning in. You know, sir. Check us out again.
Shout out
on the next episode of On the 33 and the Third. Make sure you vote early.
Vote.
And yeah,
I'm gonna give a couple shouts out real quick. Shout out to my mother-in-law, it's her birthday today.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife.
Yeah.
Shout out to the crew, the committee.
Yeah.
And the crew.
Yeah.
And actually. Happy belated birthday to my partner in crime, Mr. David Leonard.
Yeah, that's right. Virgos rock.
Yeah, okay.
You're on that boat by yourself, buddy.
Man, that's all right. That's all right. Beach.
Nope.
BA.
I don't give it. No, I'm good.
Hey.
All right, then. Drew, I'm going to give a shout-out to my wife as well. Shout-out to, the everybody, man, just for tuning in. Much love. That's it, man.
All right. Series 33 and the Third.
The intro to let you know. We out, y'all. Peace.